put a finger down if you went on a date tonight and he picked you up and couldn't wait to see you. And when you're driving, you're just making small talk. And then you get to the place and you go upstairs to this rooftop bar that he surprised you with. And he says, hey, why don't you go grab that table for us and I'll get a drink. I'll get our drinks. And so you do, and you're waiting for like 10 minutes. And then he comes outside and you go, hey, where's your drink? And he goes, oh, I'm actually leaving. I'm just not feeling it. But enjoy your drink in the view.
Okay, so in those 10 minutes, he probably talked to another woman or he found another woman at the bar. Because a guy like that, he probably is very good looking. All women want a man like that. He has lots and lots of options. He found a better option than you. It's that easy.
I keep seeing these kind of comments saying that maybe I catfished him. No filter, nothing. This is what I look like.
Okay, she's lying because TikTok has an auto filter. Plus, she has makeup on. Let me just show you.
Even though I don't have beauty mode on and when I use my front camera, there's still some kind of filter on here.
I've just come onto TikTok. This is my opening page. I was just going to film a little thing. And I'm looking at myself and I'm thinking, this is not my face.
Yes, I'm wearing makeup because I went to work today. But what you see is what you get. Part three, I guess. So for everyone asking for an update, when he said that he was leaving, I just said, oh, okay. And he walked away. I was so shocked. I called my best friend right away.
Yeah, this is what happens when you've been told your whole life you're a princess. You're very, very shocked when a guy walks out on you.
He was around the corner getting dinner, so he just came and picked me up and I went home. I didn't drink the drink. I thought it was really sus and I also just didn't want to be there anymore. I was not into it.
So I'm 37.
Okay.
Don't have any kids. I'm not married. I don't have a husband. I'm not even in a relationship. And a lot of times people look at me and they're like, oh, she must be so lonely or you must be so lonely. And the truth is I'm not. When it's your time, it's your time. Don't rush things. Enjoy life as it is.
I made a simple video saying that I am single. And even though I'm single, I'm still happy. I'm not miserable. And I got so.
If you're really happy and you have in life everything you desire, you don't make videos on TikTok for attention. Because you don't need to prove to anybody else anything about yourself because you're happy. And plus, if you're happy and you're doing stuff, you don't have time for TikTok. But you do TikTok because you're bored and because you want attention. You want men to comment. You want men to contact you. That's the problem. Men can see through your lies.
How many disgusting comments on my video, all from men, of course, saying about how I'm dried up and no one's going to want me, comparing me to teenage women and younger women. And it's just disgusting. And it really goes to show that men only equate a woman's value to what she is to a man, whether that be a wife or the mother of his kids. And
women value certain things in men, like money. And if you're broke, she wouldn't give you the time of day. We value other things in women. See, women can say everything they want and they need from a man. But if men say, we don't want masculine women, we don't want women over 35, we don't want women with a high body count. Oh my God, you're a misogynist. How can you say that? How can you do that?
It's truly disgusting. I never said I didn't want to get married. I never said no one should get married. All I said was, is if you're a woman and you haven't met your person yet, it's okay. You can still be happy and enjoy life while being single, while you're waiting to meet that person.
Okay, but you know, you just saw from all the comments that men value youth in a woman. So why are you telling women your age, oh, it's okay, do what you want, and it will happen when it happens. See how they have no logic, guys. No logic.
Thank you, come again. I've had 6 BBLs, 5 boob jobs, a tummy tuck, a gastric sleeve, 6 rounds of liposuction. He said, how does it make you feel that you spend £40,000 and you still look the way you do?
1-900-9099-CRY.
I would have saved myself a lot of stress, bro, in relationships if I just looked at the red flags and looked at the signs and was just mad enough to end the relationships early.
What do I keep telling you guys? This is what I'm talking about.
Because what I've done instead is I've known early in a relationship red flags, I need to peace. But I'm such a goddamn people pleaser and I want everyone to be happy that I'm like, maybe there's...
Or you're a simp because she's beautiful and you ignore everything.
I'm good in this girl. Maybe there's some good. So I'll stay, right? And then I'll fall in love. I'll open my heart based off of a story. Because the person that I'm with doesn't even exist.
Only in your
head.
And
then 3 months, 6 months, a year later, she breaks up with me. And I'm sitting here hurt over something that I should have not even engaged with. And I just wasted a year of my life with this person. And now I have to think about you for the next couple of years.
Why are men expected to act like a husband in a boyfriend stage, but you don't feel as though you need to act like a wife in a girlfriend stage until somebody chooses to make you a wife?
Because of double standards, because you can't say anything to a woman because she will call you a misogynist.
Guy was lying to me, or if this is a real thing. The other day, I'm on a dinner date with this guy. We're on a great dinner date. We have a lot of fun together. And then after the dinner date, he's like, oh, like I have some friends that are out like a block over. Let's go meet them. And I'm like, that sounds great. So we go meet them. There are girls there, this long table. And there's these women, his guy friends, and then him and I. Like sitting across, chatting, we're having fun. It's very, very obvious that we are romantically together. I go to the bathroom, and when I come back, like two of these women are sitting like beside him. They've come from this side of the table and they're fawning over him. They're kind of like hitting on him. Now he's doing all the right things. He has his arms crossed. He's like hitting my legs under the table with his feet. Definitely was not flirting back. He was polite, but he was not flirting because he was so respectful. I'm like, these women are hitting on him, but who cares? If we're walking down the street and he brings it up, and I was like, no, you were super, super respectful. And like, I appreciated that a lot. It was just weird that they were hitting on you. And he said something kind of interesting. This is what he said. He was like, when I go out with just my guy friends, women don't approach me like that. It's when I'm with an attractive woman that other women hit on me.
Yes, of course, it's true. Because when a woman sees you with another attractive woman, she gets more interested in you. Why? Because it's clear you've qualified to be with that woman. So you have something special. You have something that that woman wants. So she's curious. What do you have that makes you so special? How can you attract that sort of woman? This is why you see at the club, guys, you see two guys with 6 women. And then you see another table with like 10 guys and no women.
So that just wouldn't happen if I wasn't there. He's like, I don't think that would have happened if you weren't there. So a win is a win.
If there's nothing wrong with you wearing that outfit while you have a boyfriend, then can your boyfriend follow and like the pictures of girls wearing those same types of outfits? Right? Because we have to be fair, right? We have to be considerate to our partners.
I want my person. Why is it so hard to find your person? I'm tired. You know, it's really hard when love is the one thing you can't force, you can't make happen. It has to just show up, but where is it?
In your 20s. In your 20s, you had no problem getting men. I can bet on it.
Where is it? I'm so ready. And I have a beautiful life waiting for the perfect man to show up.
Good friend is late 30s, in shape, makes over 300k a year, has a condo overlooking a great downtown, one of the top 10 biggest p***s I've seen. Pause. He gets constantly ghosted, ignored for days, and is told after a date or two that this isn't working. Modern women are broken. Imagine that being the kicker. Okay, so you were told to get rich, get in shape, have the house, have the car, etc. And women still don't want to be you. Your personality, that guy's personality, must be so f***ing clapped to dissuade women that by all the red pill accounts, women should be fucking throwing themselves at him because he, you know, he's done everything.
Okay, can you see his logic? Low IQ, verbal talk, verbal vomit. My guy, women are already throwing themselves at him because you said he's been ghosted a lot. But that doesn't mean he can't attract women. Women just don't stay with him because maybe he has no game. Maybe he's very stupid. Yes, there are people that make a lot of money and are very stupid with women. They don't know how to act, what to say, what to do. Of course. Can you tell how stupid he is? By saying that lots and lots of women ghost him, don't talk to him after a few dates, that means he already can attract lots and lots of women. He just can't keep them because he's stupid.
And yet they still don't. Maybe. Red pill ideology, in regard to getting women, at least, bites off way more than it can chew.
Kind, works hard, and doesn't cheat. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. That is just the absolute bare minimum of being in a relationship with someone. This is not exceptional. This is not extraordinary. It's also no longer enough. Just because these would qualify you as a good man does not in fact mean you are a good husband or a good partner. Because again, these are the bare necessities. You are not offering anything else outside of this.
Okay, but what do you bring to the table? What do you bring to that relationship? Because from this video, from 15 seconds, I can already see like 3 or 4 red flags. Recording yourself in a car, doing TikTok, the glasses you have on, it's clear you're a liberal woman. The nose ring, do you want me to continue? You're not wife material.
What do we need you for? What is the purpose of said relationship if this is all that you offer? If this is all you think is good enough?
We don't need you if you just bring your box because your attitude stinks. Why do we need you? I don't get it.
Well, it's Saturday night. You know what that means. It's date night. Remember when it used to be so exciting? Like, to get ready.
Remember that she's talking like a high schooler and she's over 30 or 40.
And go meet somebody new. Now it's like you work all week, like 60 hours, and then you get to Saturday night. And it's like you're only free like few hours where you don't have to be on point. You know, and now I gotta be on point. Like I gotta be engaging. I gotta be charismatic. I gotta be likable. It's just, it's a lot of energy. It just takes so much. But one of my friends said to me,
Ma'am, instead of complaining, if you don't want to do all that, just stay in bed. Nobody cares. Nobody.
Just let them, you know, do all the things and just, you know, just sit there. And instead of asking all the questions and being so engaging, see what happens. But then I'd probably be a really boring date. And, you know, I don't think that that would be very fun. At least not fun for me. And if I'm going to be sitting at dinner for
No man that is sane would find you engaging. You just talk and act like a high schooler. But you're not. That's the problem.
Hours. I want to make it fun. And so now I got to be engaging and put all this energy out.
Okay, guys, it's time for me to answer a couple of questions. First of all, I want to talk about yesterday's video about the soft guy era. I got lots and lots of comments from you guys saying that I don't get it because it's a joke. The saying sparkle, sparkle, and it's drizzle, drizzle. My guys, I watch TikTok and YouTube all day. This is what I do every day. Of course I know what it's about. Of course I know it's a joke. But it's still cringe. It's still stupid. Okay, women are delusional. So what do? You become delusional yourself. Who ever told you that fighting stupid with stupid would make any difference? You want to make a difference? Stop giving them attention. Stop being sims. That will be 10 times more efficient. Do you understand that most women on TikTok have room temperature IQs? when you make a video like that saying drizzle, drizzle, they're not capable of thinking, oh, they're just showing us how we are in videos and making fun. No, they just think you're stupid. They just think you're feminine, and you are. Just because you make a parody, it doesn't mean that you don't act feminine. We talk a lot on this channel about masculine women. No man wants to date another man. So why are you recording yourself being feminine? It's cringe. It's stupid. You can't fight stupid with stupid. You can't fight delusion with delusion. You need to be smarter than them. How can you, a grown man, act in a video like a woman? I don't care if you're the most manly man in this world, it makes you look cringe. It makes you look like a woman. I don't get it, guys. I don't know. In the USA, it's different. Here, there are certain things that, as a man, you don't do. I don't know if that's what you like, and you like men saying, grown men saying drizzle, drizzle, and you don't find it stupid. Good for you. Why did I never post a video like that? You think I never saw videos like that? I saw, I don't know, 20, 30 videos like that. I've never posted because I thought they were stupid, they were cringe. Anyway, let's hear the first question. You keep talking about the problem, day in and day out. What's the solution, Mr. High IQ? If you watched a lot of my videos and you don't know by now what's the solution, I can't help you. Nobody can. Okay, next question. Hi Manosphere, greetings from Mauritius. Question for your next video. Why do you think there are so many simps out there? Why do so many men get used by women? I just don't get it. It's because they're stupid. It's because they have a low IQ. It's because they let themselves be controlled by their hormones. They don't think logically. They ignore the red flags, or they don't even know how to see the red flags. Some are so brainwashed that they actually think no matter what a woman says, he has to do everything for her. No matter what she says, no matter what she does, no matter of her past, he as a man has to do everything for her. In the previous question, the man or the woman, I don't know, call me Mr. High IQ. Ironically, it's not that I'm very high IQ. It's that most people have room temperature IQs. That's the problem. More than 50% of people have room temperature IQs. That's the problem. And I think on TikTok, it's even worse. Anyway, guys, hope you enjoyed the video, and I'll see you on the next one.